This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're going to talk about a brand new club now. It's the Ayrshire Visually Impaired Social Club. And here to tell us all about it is Melinda Hanvey. Thanks very much for joining us, Melinda. So, yeah, tell us more, please.
Well, first of all, Barry, thanks so much for allowing me to come on and speak about this. So this is a club that was sort of rebranded, actually, from the 8th of April this year. Was previously known as Kilmarnock Visually Impaired Support Group. It is now Ayrshire Visually Impaired Social Club. And the reason for this is because we thought it would reach out to people outside of Kilmarnock, myself included. So at the moment, we've got about 15 members. We meet every Monday between 1 and 3 p.m. at the West Netherton Bowling Club in Kilmarnock. I'd love to give a big shout out to them because they're allowing us to use their premises with no cost attached. So without them, we'd have struggled to do it, to be fair. As I say, we meet every Monday. There's about 15 of us at the moment. We meet for tea, coffee, biscuits, cakes. Sometimes we get fish and chips ordered in. We are organising events as we speak. We want a day out. We've applied for lottery funding, waiting to get a response from that. And we've got quite a few good things planned for this year and next year. We would love to build up the membership because, as I say, there's only 15 of us and it'd just be nice, especially get some younger people in there. Because I can't believe in the whole of Ayrshire, there's only 15 people with visual impairment. So it'd be brilliant to build on that.
So I'm sure there's a lot more than 15 people here, you're right. And what sort of things are you getting up to then that would entice people to come along?
Well, we're having days out. We sometimes go out for afternoon tea. We're planning a day trip to Largs. We have musical groups in to entertain us. We've also had afternoon tea delivered to us. On occasions, we've had fish and chips. We do have tea and coffee every week, and along with biscuits and cakes. Once a month, we hold a raffle, which that's usually quite good fun. Another member of the club, she'll bring in a book and we have little quizzes and things. It's all very laid back, low key, but enjoyable. And it's a great group of people, very close-knit group, if I can say. We all look out for each other. And it's surprising the little tips you get from each other about, you know, visual aids to use and stuff like that.
And there's so many mental health benefits from meeting up as well, isn't there, Melinda? I know the COVID years caused a lot of isolation. That could be partly causing some of the low numbers at the moment as well. There's so much to benefit from getting together and just chatting with people, isn't there, face-to-face?
Oh, absolutely. Because a few of our members, they're widows, widowers, they live on their own. And really, this is the only social outlet they have. And a few of the people said they couldn't live without it now because it is just the company. And as you say, it's just, I had to give up work because of losing my sight. And I can remember the first few days thinking, what on earth am I going to do? Can't sit here every day looking at four walls. So I actively went out to find a group like this. And as chance would have it, I met somebody else through an RNIB group, actually, who introduced me to this club at the West Netherton Bowling Club. It's honestly lovely and I love it. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
How can people find out more about it?
Well, we have got a Facebook page now, which we've just started. I'm planning on getting some posters made and putting up in the local eye hospitals and opticians. Happy to give my details if anybody would like to get in touch. You'd be made so welcome if you came to the group. You really would. As I say, we're all from different walks of life. We've even got a former fire eater in our group. So, you know, it's good fun listening to people's stories and joining in. And I think that's what it's all about. You're made to feel welcome and people embrace you when you come to the club. That's a great thing. Everyone wants to hear your story and help you.
Well, listen, Melinda, best of luck. I hope you've managed to increase the membership. Melinda Hanvey, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Barry. Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.